Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you planning on saying something before every game to Jacoby Brissett that makes him cry?
I feel like someone who has the ball in his hands every play, I need to make sure we're on the same page. And, you know, he went out there and displayed a lot of things. Like, you know, he's a tough guy. He's a tough guy that it really doesn't matter. And I talk about pulling the nose up on the plane, and he did that a few times and actually made some plays with his legs, which was which is surprising. He's, like, probably the slowest black quarterback in the league. No.
The Afternoon Show with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart starts now. WEEI.
As we move into the 4 o'clock hour here at the Patriots Monday, Christian Arcan, Andy Hart, and we're joined in studio right now by, as his coach's words, not mine. You heard him just there anyway. Jacoby Brissett joins us here on the program now. Jacoby, we just heard what Gerard Mayo said there. I don't think that was fair. I think you're the slowest quarterback of any race.
We don't see color.
Yeah, right. But we don't see it around here. Not to steal a line from Young Thunder or anything.
Right.
That was yesterday, I think, a game that it seemed to me and to a lot of other people like a very significant day, not just for you and not just for this year's team, but the team in general, the franchise in general. That seemed like a real statement that you guys made. Did it feel that way?
Oh, for sure. You know, in the style of game that we won and played, I think we executed our plan to the T. Obviously, things that we want to correct and things like that. But, you know, I think we played a complete team game. The first game of the season coming off a hard training camp, you know, that's what you want to see. And I think we came out and executed that.
I don't want to throw you under the bus because I don't know if we were on mic or camera. But when you heard the cry thing, ask a question that makes him cry, you reacted just like that. Why'd you react to that way? Like,
wait, why did I laugh or why did I cry?
Why'd you laugh at the question? Like, are you embarrassed? Are you a crier?
Yeah,
are you a crier?
For sure.
All the time?
Not all the time. No, hell no. But I am a crier sometimes. Yeah, I cry sometimes.
Okay, so why'd you cry yesterday? A couple times, I guess?
Yeah, a couple times. Just the emotions of you know, walking onto the field, knowing I'm starting, hearing, you know, Gerard say that to me before the game, and then, and the moment finally got there, and it was like, all right, now it's here, you know. It's just a lot of build up to that moment, and you know, was in the moment, you know, and those were the emotions that came out at the time.
Have you cried before in your NFL career? I ask this because in all seriousness, yeah. I'm not a crier. Like sometimes I wish I was. Like I'll get emotional, even at a movie or a song, and like I feel it coming, and then there's something that's like, don't do it in my head. Have you cried before in your NFL career? Like is this how
Oh,
does this...
for sure. Yeah, I've definitely cried before.
And do you think that's a good thing? Are you proud to represent like a strong male?
Yeah, I am. I'm not afraid to say that. I'm not afraid
to say
that.
It's like five crying questions.
I find it interesting. Yeah. And he reacted to it. It's, you know, it's That's not true. Every time that your head coach and the quarterback have this moment
in for sure.
time that was special to both of them.
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely special to me. And, like I said, I was in the moment, and those were the emotions that came out. I wasn't going to try and hide it, you know.
You told everybody that you're mobile. You're like, people don't know this, but I can run. I can move around a little bit. You proved that yesterday. Were any of those designed runs, we were discussing this earlier, or were they all pockets breaking down, I feel the pressure, I'm on the move?
Yeah, our coaches are smart enough to not design runs for me. So we have good players that I can hand the ball off to that we can design runs for, and I'm not one of them. So, yeah, none of them were design runs.
Okay, well, I think that answer, we got the answer there. I think we all expected that. The offensive line, obviously, there was a lot of talk about going into that, who was going to be playing where. There was a big change that got made in the middle of the game. How would you characterize the performance of that unit overall?
I think they answered a lot of questions. We gave up one short sack at the end of the half, which was on purpose so that the clock keeps running and we don't give them the ball back when we kick a field goal. So I think that was honestly like that's not a sack on them. You know, it's more so like on just the situation. So we gave up zero sacks in a game with, you know, really good pass rushers that, you know, the league is on notice. Well, they got Pro Bowlers at ends and got good interior guys, and they do a lot of different things with pressures and things like that. And I think those guys, you know, as far as from the pass protection game, you know, took over that part. And then obviously we saw what they did in the run game is in establishing the line of scrimmage and taking care of and giving our guys a chance to run with the ball. And I think they did a great job of that.
Ramondre Stevenson obviously was the beneficiary of that, although he did a lot, broke tackles, broke arm tackles, made people miss. Coach Mayo said he doesn't get the credit, Ramondre, that he maybe deserves, that internally maybe you guys think he's one of the best backs in the NFL. Certainly put that out there. Just what did you think of his performance and who he is?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, honestly, I hadn't watched much Patriot football once I left, you know, the last couple years. So I honestly didn't. I mean, I knew who he was, but I obviously didn't know, you know, the extent. And then obviously during training camp and practice, it's like, all right, oh, this guy moves well. You know, obviously we're not tackling him in practice and things like that. And then he got into the game, and I was just like, wow. Like I was definitely like, I see what we thought, you know, and you know, definitely was happy to see that and glad to see the plays that he made. And the funny thing was he come back to the huddle as if he didn't make some of those plays. And I'm like, do you always do this? But you know, I was definitely, you know, had a good seat in the house for that.
What do you think your best ball of the day was? At what point did you feel like I really got a good look at this defense here?
I would say probably one of our biggest plays were, you know, the pass to Hoop, coming from right to left. I think it was the third quarter, maybe fourth quarter. You know, right around the logo of the field. I think that was probably the biggest play off, like passing play, just because, you know, we had hit a lull in our offense and then the third quarter kind of going three and out a couple times and, you know, putting our defense in a bad spot. And, you know, we needed a play in the passing game. Obviously, our run game was doing well, so we needed a play in the passing game. I thought that was one of the bigger plays in the game.
Do you feel like maybe you owe Hunter Henry like a dinner or something for knocking that ball out?
Oh, for sure. He knows the reward for that, so he definitely let me know. So it was he's got to take care of.
All right,
okay.
Very good.
Yeah. For sure.
So idiots in the media, and I'll start with me. Uh-huh. May have said at some point this offseason that wins were going to be tough to come by for this team. That they might only win 0-1 two games. Did you guys use that in any way, hear that, and will you use that as motivation, chip on your shoulder moving forward?
I mean, you hear it, but I honestly don't think the guys in our room care, to be honest with you.
That's
because
hurtful.
Honestly, mm-hmm. wins are hard to come by in this league,
right.
You know, and that's why they're so special, and that's why, you know, the emotions and the feeling that we had in the locker room after the game. Obviously, we're going into the game, you know, expecting to win and with the plan to win. And then, you know, we understand our goals and how the plan we're trying to execute to win. And when it comes to fruition at the end of the game, it's just like, that's just how we drew it up, you know? And, yeah, it was a hard-fought game. And like we said, I mean, Wins are hard to come by in this league.
Gerard Mayo said that, well, he said a lot of things, obviously, but he was talking about how this was a team win, how it seemed like everybody was sort of pulling in the same direction. Do you guys have a chip on your shoulder in that locker room based on what he was just talking about, sort of the common refrain and narrative when it comes to you guys and what's expected of you this year?
I think it's more of guys just want to go out there and play good football, play hard, play together. You know, I think this win and this game definitely brought us closer together as a team, in all three phases of the game. You know, we're seeing how, if we play as one, cohesive unit, how that plays into our favor. So I don't think we pay attention to the outside noise. It's one game, honestly. And, we got a tough game coming up this week. So I think the guys see if we execute the plan, the results that are possible. So, yeah.
The guys doused Gerard with Gatorade. What do you think that kind of said or represented? What was that all about?
It was a monumental moment in his career, yep. His coaching career. First game at that, on the road in a tough place versus a really good team. And goes out there and get a win, and like I said at my press conference after the game, it's just like he laid out the plan to us before the game, before the week, And I'm sure for him it's like an internal satisfaction of like, look, this was the plan I set out for the guys and they executed it. These were the results. As a coach, I mean, as a player, that's what you want, he deserved that shower, I think like time froze and I wish I would have saw it, but we were on the field, but it was definitely a cool moment. I saw a video of it afterwards and, we were all super happy for him.
All right, now you have to practice against that defense all week, so you know what it's like. Were the Bengals surprised, did it look like, maybe, by how tough that defense is? I mean, they barely missed a tackle the entire day. Like, you knew to expect that. Do you think they maybe caught Cincinnati off guard by how strong they were?
Man, I honestly don't know. I'm not in their locker room. I just know the training camp that we've had, the work that we've put in and the coaching points that, Gerard had throughout training camp is coming to the team meeting and announced to us, like, these are the things that we have to get better at. These are the things that we need to be good at. And fundamentals of football is the things that he's, harping on right now for us is taking care of our fundamentals.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And so I can't really say what they thought about it there.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, for what you can talk about, obviously, Alex Van Pelt, someone you worked with before, that was his first game calling plays. How would you characterize his day?
It was great. His communication was good, you know, to me, to the team, to the offense. And, you know, obviously he gives, you know, Mayo the plan for the offense that Mayo announced to us. And for him, I mean, it's the same thing. It's just like he laid out a plan for us and told us early in the week. It was like, look, we only need a couple runs, and we're going to run for however many yards we want to, and that's what's going to win us the game. He said that earlier in the week, and, you know, it came to fruition. And, you know, I was super another person that I was super happy for, get his first win, back calling plays, and you know, I'm just excited for him.
You mentioned camp and fundamentals. You've been around long enough to see sort of the evolution of training camps
yeah.
in summer, and it gets easier in some places, whatever. You guys, the defense was tackling, not mm-hmm. missing tackles, which is a common opening day type issue.
Yeah.
The offensive line was moving people, controlling the line of scrimmage. Is it safe to say whatever Gerard did schedule-wise, drill-wise, practice-wise, worked? Because you guys came out and looked like a game-ready football team.
Yeah, I definitely think, like I said, guys, after like watching this game, guys, we're on the plane talking like, I see why we did that. Like, mm-hmm. I see... You know, we're just talking about, like, running to the ball after the plays. You know, Doug gets a script on a goal line, and we're the only ones running to the ball,
mm-hmm.
you know, before the ball comes out. So it's just things like that to where, you know, we emphasize those things in practice, and they come to fruition in the game, and guys are like, oh, that's why we're doing it, you know. And so I definitely think that, you know, the plan that we've had in training camp is helping us out right now.
All right, time for the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This comes to us from Jay in Lincoln. He asked Jacoby, where does this rank on all the wins you've had as a starting quarterback? Where does yesterday rank?
Well, my first one of my career is obviously going to be one for forever. But
ran in that one, too.
Yeah, you used your legs in that one.
That's true.
Yeah. Maybe you're miscast. Hey,
maybe, but it's definitely up there. You know, like I said, it's not far from number one, that's for sure. But it was definitely a special moment. You know, like I said, obviously my emotions before the game were super high. After the game, they probably weren't much better. But, you know, it's definitely one of those wins where, you know, when I look back, I'll definitely remember this game.
All right, very good. Jacoby Brissett, thanks so much for the time. Thanks
Thank
for coming
you.
Down yep. here, and good luck against Seattle this
Thank
weekend.
You. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All
Keep
right.
running.
That's Jacoby Brissett, the very mobile Jacoby Brissett, joining us here on a Patriots Monday. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. A lot of great stuff there from Mr. Brissett, who once again is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. All right, we're going to dive into some of the answers we got from Brissett just there, and coming up next, we'll be joined on the phone by Jonathan Jones, who had a big game in and of himself out there in the secondary as the Patriots defense did a real nice job limiting that passing attack by the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll get the defensive perspective on it right after Tom Carroll tells you what's trending.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.